Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Tuesday. It's January 22nd. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Moffat County Clerk and Recorder and the Craig City Clerk have notified city officials that they can't conduct the city election on April 2nd. It's because of a lack of training as required by the Secretary of State's office in time for the deadline. Craig Mayor John Panikvar has met with city officials to discuss options of hiring a contractor to carry out the municipal election, and it's on council's agenda at their meeting today. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners is meeting this morning. On the agenda are three requests regarding personnel and some rearranging of positions because of positions that have been eliminated, people who switched jobs internally, and because of resignations. Human Resources is making the presentation. That meeting is in the Moffat County Courthouse today. An injured snowmobiler had to be rescued by Lake Dinosaur Sunday. Rout County Search and Rescue had to help reach the 32-year-old man who hurt his shoulder while snowmobiling with three other people on Buffalo Pass. The man was taken to the hospital. Another call came in from near Walton Peak Sunday afternoon. Two snowmobilers from the Denver area were lost after they got separated from their group. Those two men had to spend the night in the backcountry. They built a fire, but they didn't have any food or water. Their friends managed to find them on Monday. Search and Rescue says keep that cell phone charged if headed into the backcountry and call 911 sooner rather than later if you think you're lost and in trouble. A 17-year-old has been arrested for having a gun in the parking lot of Grand Junction High School. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports it was a BB gun that looked like a handgun. It caused the high school, middle school, and Colorado Mesa University to go into lockdown. A man from the Roaring Fork Valley died Monday from an avalanche in the Castle Creek Valley. The man was at one of the huts just outside of Ashcroft when he and a friend left to ski. That's when he was caught in the avalanche. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says since January 11th, there have been 280 avalanches. 44 of those were triggered by people in the backcountry, and 10 people were caught in those avalanches. A big bull moose charged some skiers and snowboarders on the slopes of Breckenridge Saturday. The moose ran down the run for about half a mile. No one was hurt. If you do see a moose, get away from the area. It was a different kind of charge down the slopes Monday at Steamboat. Colin Wolf of Washington won the Cowboy Downhill in Steamboat Springs. Wolf won the timed slalom and the stampede, beating out 122 other cowboys and cowgirls in the 45th year for the event at Steamboat Resort. The Preserving the Last Frontier group meets at 1:30 this Saturday on the second floor of Sunset Meadows. John Allen is presenting a musical program on the history of pioneer songs. Everyone is welcome to attend. The Moffat County Girls Swim Team finished fifth this past weekend at the Glenwood Springs Demon Winter Invitational. They're competing in Grand Junction February 1st through 2nd at Colorado Mesa. The Bulldog Swimmers also helped clean up the Craig Fire Rescue facilities as some community service, and they got a tour of the headquarters. For the weather, don't forget to call the KRAI Time, Temp, and Weather Hotline at 970-824-1918. And that is the news on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.